Yeah, we've got Jason Johnson here. That's an easy name to remember. And he's with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. How you doing today, Jason?
Great. Glad to be here.
So U.S. Customs and Border Protection, what do you do there? What's your...
We are protecting the homeland, specifically with aircraft. I work for the Air and Marine Division, and we utilize many different types of aircraft to protect the homeland. And we have a couple on display over at the Federal Pavilion. We brought in a Citation 550 Interceptor jet and one of our helicopters. We actually have a model of our new unmanned drone, which is the Predator B.
And what's your specific function with the...
My specific function, I'm based in Great Falls, Montana. We protect the northern border. We just put the base in. We have two Citation 550 Interceptor aircraft, two Black Hawk UH-60 helicopters, and two Pilatus PC-12s there. And we do missions, you know, every morning you go in for the brief, and if you're going to be in the rotor wing that day, you gear up for the rotor wing mission, you go out and do it. We support all federal agencies, including the local and state law enforcement, anywhere on the northern border right now, and even as far inland as Denver.
Okay, so as far inland as Denver, that's part of the U.S. Customs and Border.
That's correct. It's everywhere
in
the homeland.
That's a big border.
Places overseas.
And you've got a little bit of knowledge to share about how to get involved with that if you're a pilot?
We're really recruiting for pilots right now. We're short. They're buying us a bunch of new aircraft, new equipment, and we're looking for pilots desperately right now to give us a little bit of time off. So if you want to utilize aircraft in a law enforcement role, and you know, it's just so dynamic, it's a great job. If you want to go down to the Federal Law Enforcement Academy, you get an expense paid vacation down to Brunswick, Georgia, hopefully in the winter months. You go through a 16-week Federal Law Enforcement Academy, and once you leave there and graduate, they give you your badge, credentials, and all your guns, and you start going to aircraft schools. Depending on what you've flown in the past, you know, they'll try to, if you're already typed in the citation, they'll try to put you in the jet right away, and then slowly put you in the aircraft that wherever you're based, whatever you have for the fleet.
And other than flying skills, what are some of the other skills that are involved in the training?
Well, if you love to do defensive tactics work, everything from edge weapon defense to ground and pound, you know, everybody's into the mixed martial arts now. That's a huge part of the academy. To, you know, pepper spray, and hopefully we're going to have the tasers out soon. We'll be able to utilize that as another tool.
And so this is, explain maybe, say, a day in the life of an academy student.
It's you know, it's not like the military for all you guys that have been through basic training. It's quite a bit different. It's like going to college. You know, you have the weekends off generally unless you need to make something up. You get up 7:30 in the morning, you go to chow, and then you hit the classrooms pretty hard. Sometime in that, you're going to do a PT for 2 hours. To graduate, you need to run a...
And a PT is a...
Physical training.
There you go.
Physical conditioning. So you need to do a mile and a half in 11 minutes, and I know all you guys that are in shape out there, that's very easy to do. And then you'll go into some classroom for the defensive tactics work, and you just do that continually throughout the academy, and then you get all your basics out of the way for being a criminal investigator. And when you leave there, that's your basic academy to be a criminal investigator. So you're an agent when you leave. And then basically we're agents that fly in the aircraft and do enforcement missions.
And the different aircraft that you use, they have different purposes? And what?
Absolutely. The Citations, for instance, or the Air Interceptors, they have the APG-66 radar off the F-16 and a FLIR camera system. And they're used primarily to intercept other aircraft, whether they're smuggling or they're just unknown aircraft entering the country. So we'll intercept those. And if we can't, you know, if we're running short on fuel, we have aircraft based throughout the country that will also help intercept that aircraft. And then we'll either land behind that aircraft and check out those guys, or use a UH-60 Blackhawk to take a team in. If they're smuggling and offloading dope, you want as many people there to help you out as you can, and the Blackhawk's great for that.
Well, this has been Jason Johnson, and he is with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and we thank you for coming into the studio. We're going to have to switch over and get set up and meet our administrator, so thank you for coming in.
Excellent. Thank you for your time.